This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The U.S. seafood catch hit a 17-year high last year. All regions of the country are showing increases. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, or NOAA, which has just come out with its annual report. Marketplace's Queena Kim joins us now with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly does this report say?
Well, it says that last year in 2011, commercial fishermen caught 10.1 billion pounds of fish and shellfish, and that was valued at $5.3 billion, which is a record. So they measure this in a couple ways. In terms of weight, that's a 23% increase, but in terms of dollars, it's a 17% increase. So it's been a good year for fishermen.
Well, that seems to go against the conventional wisdom, though, right? That fish stocks are depleting, that fishermen are having a really hard time these days.
Yeah, and it's important to keep in mind that we're only talking about certain fish. And we're also only talking about the United States. So internationally, I think it's a more mixed picture. So I'm going to give it over to Sam Rock. He's the head of the division at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And they regulate the fisheries here in the U.S.
Overall, we have been working very hard for the last decade, and the fishermen have been making a great number of sacrifices to rebuild the fish stocks across the country. And we're getting to see some of those successes. We've actually rebuilt 21 fish stocks since 2000.
So there are a couple fish that are driving the numbers. That's the Alaska pollock, which is used in fish sticks, and then the Pacific whiting, which is used in fake crab meat. But there's still a lot of fish that are in trouble, and that's the oyster and blue crab fisheries in Mississippi are still having a hard time, and the Chinook salmon in Alaska.
Marketplace's Queena Kim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.